Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
Make tracks to the Tulsa Farm Show December 7th through the 9th at River Spirit Expo. All the latest for farm and ranch from 370 exhibitors, along with cattle equipment demos and the Livestock Handling Skills Scholarship Finals. Don't miss Craig Cameron's horse training seminars presented by WW Livestock. Test drive and enter to win a new Spartan mower and be ready to bid at the live auction to support scholarships for Oklahoma students. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details.
We care for the land and our livestock.
We have a firm foundation in our roots
and a vision of a bright future for our families.
We work in rural Oklahoma and live in rural Oklahoma.
What we do here touches the world.
We are the farm families of Oklahoma Farm Bureau.
We are rural Oklahoma.
Good day, everyone. Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening markets here today. We've got a complete look at your upcoming markets when we return in just a moment here on K101. Well, cattle futures are called mixed to lower on follow-through buying this morning after a poor technical day on Friday. Undeveloped cash early this week could allow prices to drift as well. The hog futures are called mixed to higher. Traders were buying hogs and selling cattle on Friday, and this may continue today. However, expect this to be somewhat short-lived. Now, cattle country should be typically slow today as packers move to gather new show lists. Look for the early month offering to be somewhat larger than last week. However, packers could easily counter with a bigger appetite. Both sides will closely be monitoring the ability of futures and cutouts to find a bottom. And hog buyers should return to work after the weekend break with generally steady bids here today. On the grain futures, the wheat futures were up 2.5 cents overnight. That on follow-through after solid closes toward the end of last week and some weather concerns in Australia. Corn futures were firm overnight on spillover support from double-digit gains in soybeans. We expect farmers selling to be rather slow this month, which, along with managed money too heavily short the corn market, could provide a breakout in this market to the upside. Weekly export inspections are due out this morning. The soybean futures rose toward the top of their respective ranges overnight, led by four-month highs in bean meal contracts and underpinned by demand and weather. On Friday, USDA said that soybean processors crushed 176 million bushels of oil seed in October. That's up from 145 million in September and steady from a year earlier. In South America, favorable weather is seen for developing soybeans, though drier weather in the forecast is expected to deplete soil moisture in southern Brazil and northern Argentina. We'll check your futures in a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, December live cattle down 267, 117.22. February down $3 at 121.97. January feeder cattle down 385, 150.32. March down 425 at 148.02. On the hogs, December up a dollar at 65.27. And February was up 95 cents at 70.72. Kansas City hard red winter wheat, March up 6 cents, 437.5. May up 5 and 3 quarters at 449 and 3 quarters. Chicago wheat, March up 5.5, 438.5, and the May's up 6 cents at 451. March corn up 3 cents, 358 and 3 quarters, and the May was up 2 and 3 quarters, 366.5. January soybeans up 8.5 cents, 994 and a quarter, and the March was up 8 and a quarter at 1006. On your cotton futures, December up 9, 75.55, March down 5, 73.23, and January crude down 60, 57.76. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.